why you do it. Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why we do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Fun. Censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are on tonight on the Thursday night edition of the program, and, well, we have lined up a law school for you tonight. That's right. We're going to go back to school, and it's about time. We all did. Learn the basics, learn what's going on, understand the reality of the situation, and begin to educate ourselves in the law. The law. Our guest tonight is going to be George Gordon. That's right, georgegordon.org. Go to his website, turn it on, and discover a whole new world for yourself. That's what we're going to do. And as soon as we get the okay, I'm going to say hello to Mr. Gordon. A very interesting week, you know, very interesting guests, and we have more lined up, indeed, tomorrow night and next week. Well, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Tomorrow night, Wolfgang returns with his banking system, his alternative to the Fed. That should be very interesting. A lot more also tomorrow night. But right now, we do have Mr. Gordon, George Gordon. Hello, George.
Hey, here I am, live and direct.
All right. Hey, it's been a long time since we've talked to you, and I just told our audience that we're going to go back to school tonight, learn some basics. So I want you to tell me why or what I need to know about George Gordon.
Well, you called me the other night, Rick, and I got to thinking about the latest tax talk that's going around in the Patriot circles is, where is the law? A fellow by the name of Aaron Russo put out a movie last year called America, Freedom to Fascism.
Yes.
In which the very well done movie, I just saw it the other day, and I was very impressed by it. And in fact, the very beginning of the movie starts off with the very question, where is the law that requires me as a wage earner to pay the income tax? And Irwin Schiff has just been convicted using that same defense, where is the law?
Again?
Again. And Richard Sincamon of Texas, a very strong proponent and advocate of the defense, where is the law, was convicted a year or so ago. And so I thought I would answer the question for you tonight, where is the law that requires a wage earner to pay an income tax? And the answer to that is, if you got a pen and paper out here, I'll give you the statutes.
All right.
As oftentimes people will say to me, you know, when they come to school here at the law school, they'll say, well, there's no place in Title 26 of the U.S. Code that provides for the tax on wages, salaries, tips, commissions, or gifts. That's an error. It is true that there is no place in Title 26 that says there shall be a tax on the wages of wage earners, or there shall be a tax on, or an income tax on gifts or tips or commissions. It isn't worded like that. But if you'll write these statutes down, I'll run through them for you.
All right, let's take our break first and see if we can clear up the line a little bit and get a better line. And we'll do that when we come back with more. I want to know where the law is, all right? And what law? Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Let's get our thinking caps on. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty, we are back with George Gordon, georgegordon.org. And, George, you were just about to say?
All right, Rick, I said I would give you the statutes here that tell you from the U.S. Code where the statutes are that require you to pay an income tax. 7203 of Title 26, 7343 of Title 26, 7203 and 7343.
Hey, we're still getting a little static on the line, George. You notice that?
I don't have any static at all. In fact, you're loud and clear, Rick.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same on my end. I don't know if we can improve it or not, but it's not as bad as it was.
All right.
Let's see now. Go ahead. Continue to speak.
26 U.S.C. 31.
All right. We'll manage somehow.
All right. 26. Okay. 26 yep. U.S.C. 3101A. 26 U.S.C. 3121A.
Yeah.
26 U.S.C. 3121B. And here's the kicker. It's tied into Title 42 U.S.C. Section 301 through 335. Uh-huh. There's the mystery. You see, that Title 42, Section 301, is the Social Security Act. And here's the secret that nobody's been able to pick up on, or very few are, and that is when you got a Social Security number, you voluntarily agreed to pay the income tax from whatever source derived, whether it's wages, salaries, tips, commissions, or gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a secret that has been kept by government officials since 1935, when the program was first initiated by Franklin Roosevelt under a very obscure old-timey law called House Joint Resolution 192. So you might tuck that one away. House Joint Resolution, or HJR 192, which suspended payment of debt with gold and called all the gold in. And the reason for that was so that we could no longer pay our debts at law. So now we discharge our obligations in equity with Federal Reserve notes, and the income tax is a tax. It's an excise tax, a privilege tax, on using unjust weights and balances prohibited in the scripture. Unjust weights and balances, Federal Reserve notes, stocks, bonds, commercial paper, and other forms of discharge rather than payment. So there's the answer to that riddle. Now I'll give you some more of the nitty gritty as we progress along here, if you'd like, and tell you why you owe that tax.
Well, let me ask you this, George: is it basically in order to do what the Roosevelt administration got away with, they'd have to first declare bankruptcy, national bankruptcy? Is that what you're saying?
They did.
Okay, and that's what they did in order to create this whole system, the socialist security system and the like.
You got it. And the Social Security Act of 1935 was the crown jewel in the income tax, which was finally put into operation with the Victory Tax Act in 1942. It was called the withholding provision.
Yes, yes.
And that's a direct tax on wages for 2 years, provided for in the Constitution during time of war. Here's the surprising part. They put it on under the Victory Tax Act, pursuant to the Constitution in 42, and then repealed it in May of 1944, right on schedule. But they continued to withhold from your wages. So the question arises, well, where did the authority for the continued withholding come from? And the answer is the Social Security Act 3121A and 3121B.
And Social Security Act was totally unconstitutional to begin with.
Actually, the Social Security Act is not unconstitutional because it's voluntary.
Oh.
Let me show you that.
Yeah, I don't follow that, but go ahead.
Okay, but let me just give you a couple of letters here from the Social Security office where they tell us that every worker is free to choose employment that is not covered by Social Security. So you don't have to work in employment covered by Social Security, and there's no law requiring a person to apply for a Social Security number. And there's no section of Title 18 of the U.S. Code making it a crime not to have a Social Security number. And here's the one that's a real kicker. The revenue laws are a code or system in regulation of tax assessment and collection, and they relate to taxpayers and not to non-taxpayers. And no procedure is prescribed for non-taxpayers, and no attempt is made to annul any of their rights and remedies in due course of law. With them, Congress does not assume to deal, and they are neither of the subject nor of the object of the revenue laws. Now, that's a case called Stewart versus Chinese Chamber of Commerce, which came in 1947 out of the Ninth Circuit, and it's called Stewart versus Phoenix, Arizona Chamber of Commerce, cited at 168, Fed Second, 709. And that quotation is on page 712. That's a dynamite statement, because there is a group of people in America called taxpayers. That includes about 300 million people. And then there's a group of people in this country called non-taxpayers. And that probably includes 10, 15, 20,000 people, maybe. You still there, Rick?
I'm here.
Okay. I didn't want to blow you up.
Well, I still have, you know, we still have a little bit of interference on the line, but you can hear me well, and I think we can make out what you're saying for the for this hour. But, you know, the thing is, how do you get constitutional law passed when Social Security itself was originally struck down by the courts as being an improper domain of the federal government.
Well, I don't think that that's correct, Rick. There's two key cases that came out in 1935, as soon as Social Security was enacted. And both of those cases were upheld by the Supreme Court. And they weren't challenges by wage earners who were claiming that you're taking this money out of my check, and that's unconstitutional. It was done by two companies that claimed that you can't force us to withhold this money from these wage earners because that's unconstitutional, and the court came back and said, no, it isn't.
But where does the federal government find the authority to be involved in Social Security to begin with?
All right. It's a voluntary system.
I understand, but still, where does it have the authority to pass a law?
Well, it's under the Commerce Clause at Article 1, Section 8 is where they get the power, the carte blanche power.
You mean the Congress?
Congress. And Congress uses the Commerce Clause to enact all kinds of legislation that would, if it were compulsory, it would be unconstitutional. But because it isn't compulsory, it is constitutional. And as the courts have said, it isn't a matter of constitutionality. It's a matter of contractual agreement. And it came out in a case in 1922 or 3 called Schaefer versus Carter. If you want the citation, it's 252 U.S. 37.
Listen
to this. The Supreme Court said that income taxes are a recognized method of distributing the burdens of government, and it's favored because requiring contributions from those who realize current pecuniary benefits under the protection of the government, and because the tax may be readily proportioned to their ability to pay. And taxes of this character were imposed by several of the states at or shortly after the adoption of the federal constitution. So in 1778, this is a citation from the New York laws of 1778, a report of Oliver Wolcott, Jr., Secretary of the Treasury to the Fourth Continental Congress, second session in 1796, concerning direct and indirect taxes. By 1825, Rick, 25% of the states had an income tax. And the income tax is in reality a counterfeit of the tithing system that we get from the Bible, which goes clear back to Moses. And the tithing system is totally voluntary, and that's why this is called a voluntary income tax. And if you'll look up income tax, you'll see that it's an excise tax.
Think of it, excise.
Privilege. What is the privilege that you and I receive for which we pay the income tax? Is it nuclear submarines protecting us from Osama bin Laden? Or is it Social Security or welfare? No, it's paper money. Paper money. And remember, our Constitution provides for gold and silver coin at Article 1, Section 10. No state shall make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of debt.
Yes, that's right. That's
we
right.
have gold and silver coin, Rick. Now, there's no tax on gold and silver coin. The tax is on the paper that we use in lieu of gold and silver coin. And that's why Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal administration took our gold away from us coming right out of the chute on March 6th, as I recall, just 2 days after the inauguration on March 4th, 1933. That was called the bank holiday.
All right, yes, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll try to reconnect with you again. George Gordon, stay where you are. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back. GeorgeGordon.org. Back to school. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back again with George Gordon. Let's see if we can get a better connection now. Are we on the air again? Hello, George. George, are you there? Let's try this. Bloom. Okay, George.
All right, are you there?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you, unfortunately. Let's keep trying. We'll... All right, we'll keep trying here. Don't worry. The feds aren't going to destroy your relationship with Rick Adams tonight, that's for sure. We're not going to allow that. We'll get you back on.
Yes.
All right, George,
can you hear me? Loud and clear.
Now I can hear you. Speak up again. Hello, George.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I think you're sounding a little better, a little tinny, but not as bad. And we'll just keep trying. If we have to, we'll get on a cell line, okay? But you're sounding fairly good. You have been making some statements concerning the income tax, social security, and so on and so forth, and the scheme of the Roosevelt administration was virtually the international bankers who were directing this fraud upon the American people. But be that as it may, this whole New Deal legislation, originally thrown out by the courts, you know, as unconstitutional, then started creeping up little by little by little. And then we had, as you point out, the contractual part of the law. And in the contract, you have to be a willing party, in other words, essentially is what you're saying, according to the law. According to the Constitution, we're talking about a contractual relationship with two parties, the government and the individual or the business, right? Is that essentially what you're saying?
That's correct, Rick. What happened here is that the federal government...
I think you're still coming in pretty bad. You're coming in pretty badly. Let's try it. Can we get a cell phone connection or something?
Yeah.
I cannot really understand what you're saying, George. It's very difficult for our audience.
All right, let me see if I can get my cell phone up.
See if you can put that up. Go ahead. Unfortunately, these things do happen, ladies and gentlemen. You can't help it. You just can't help it, but sometimes there's a way around it. Let's see if we can do that. All right? And we'll do that momentarily. Stay on the line, and we will give it our best effort, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I'm listening. Meanwhile, our number here at RBN, of course, is, as usual, 800-313-9443. All right, that's all you have to do. Dial in if you have a question for George, and George Gordon will obviously be willing to answer that question. He teaches law, constitutional law. He teaches biblical law. He teaches a number of things, as you can see on his website. So he can handle just about any question you throw at him. All right, 800-313-9443. Dial in, and we'll see if we can make this work tonight. I think we can. I think we can. We can improve the quality of the lines. If we can't, we're in worse trouble than I thought we were. But I think we can manage that. What do you think, Mr. Producer? You think we can do that? You do? All right. Well, we're not going to give perfect assurances, but we're going to try with a reconnection to a cell phone. Maybe that'll be improved over a landline. Okay? Try it? Oh, I'm getting feedback. All right, let's try it again. Ouch. Hello? George, now can you hear me? What's left of my hearing now? Let me see if I can adjust my ear. Okay, I think I can hear. All right, feedback gone. George, are you there? George, are you there? I'd like to talk to George. Do we have George on the line? I think we do. Okay. Try it again, George. George, are you there? This is interesting. George has something important to say, and now we can't get him to say it. I mean, I'm not, you know, just thinking about conspiratorial designs. But, you know, it is weird. It is weird that... when you have someone like George on the line, phone lines have a way of getting they have a way of getting staticky, and they have a way of sometimes getting a little bit too distorted, so you cannot make a proper connection. George was on last year, and if I'm not mistaken, maybe I am mistaken, but I thought we had a similar problem, and we shouldn't. We shouldn't have that problem. George is talking about re-empowering the individual and disempowering the criminals in the government and their hoax that they have perpetrated through Social Security and a number of other programs. So whenever that happens, you can pretty much count on some sort of interference, as we are reaching so many people that it can get to be a very frightening thing. You know, Ed Brown in New Hampshire is in the same situation now. Hello, Ed. Hello, George. Hello, Bill. Are you there? All right, well, we've got a break coming up anyway. We've got a break, so let's try this off the air while the break is going on, all right? We'll do that. We'll take a break in just a moment, and we'll see if we can get George to be more clearly understood. All right, be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
All right, I think we're back, ladies and gentlemen, minus an ear or two. I'm Rick Adams, and we do have George back on the line on a different phone, and let me see if I can bring you up, George. Hello.
Hey, I'm here, live and direct.
Wow. I can hear you much, much better now, George. Okay. All right. For those who don't know, we just now you get a clearer reception. George Gordon happens to be the nation that is America's foremost pro se courtroom strategy and procedure pioneer and teacher, who's taught himself the ins and outs of defending himself in the court system. And Big Brother has apparently, given him a hard time over the years. So he's taught himself, and he's fighting back, and he's trying to teach you how to fight back as well. So, George, with that in mind, let's continue where we left off. Go ahead.
Well, we were talking about this thing of the income tax and where is the law. And
right.
Many people have bought into that idea of where is the law, and they've mm-hmm. got a good basis for the argument. And the basis is you can't tax wages, salaries, tips, commissions, and gifts under our Constitution. And the Constitution clearly prohibits the taxing of your wages. Listen to this. In labor laws, the term labor may be used in a comprehensive sense, as including those who toil with their brains as well as those performing manual work. So whether you're an insurance salesman or you're a ditch digger, you have a right to your labor. And a constitutional protection of your right to work and it's the right to labor and to its protection from unlawful interference is a constitutional as well as a common law right, and every man has a natural right to the fruits of his own industry. Labor is deemed to be property, and you should underline that, Rick. Property, labor is property, because property has never been assessed or taxed in the United States, especially within the meaning of the constitutional guarantees. Thus, the right to acquire property includes the right to acquire property by labor, and the right to earn wages is just as much property. And within the protection of the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment to the Federal Constitution, as are earned wages. So, when Aaron Russo and others say that they're taxing our wages and it's unconstitutional, they would be correct if you didn't have a contract bypassing that constitutional protection. And a legal question arises. Can you contract your rights away? And the answer is yes. And when you join the Army, you contract your rights away.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself under a different law. And when you join Social Security, you contract your rights away, and you bring yourself under another law,
mm-hmm.
Title 26 and Title 42 of the U.S. Code.
How many people in America today are not part of the Socialist Security system?
There are 14 million people in America that are not members of the Social Security Administration.
Does that include members of Congress?
Well, I can't tell you how many members of Congress have Social Security numbers and how many do not. Most people today have Social Security numbers. Congress has specifically exempted itself
mm-hmm.
such things as the EPA, OSHA, Social Security. They have their own retirement system.
There you go. That's what I'm getting at. Now, if they can do it, then obviously anyone can do it.
Yes, anybody. You can opt out of Social Security. It's called rescission of contract. Just go to Bouvier's Law Dictionary and look up rescission. We also teach that in our tax and status school. In fact, most people who come to school here are inclined to drop out of the system and go into property as opposed to profit. But listen mm-hmm. to this. Here's an unusual case called Diefendorf versus Galay, decided in 1932 out in a little state called Idaho. Idaho.
Yes.
Population less than 1 million. Listen to this. It says income is necessarily the product of the joint efforts of the state and the recipient of the income, the state furnishing the protection necessary to enable the recipient to produce, receive, and enjoy it, and a tax thereon in the last analysis is simply a portion cut from the income and appropriated by the state as its share thereof. Now, let me cover that one more time, because this is a protection racket.
Mm-hmm.
And if the mafia were doing this, we would call it a protection racket. Income is necessarily the product of the joint efforts, underline the word joint efforts. It's a contractual agreement between the state and the recipient of the income. Now, the state furnishes the protection racket, the protection necessary to enable the recipient to produce, receive, and enjoy it. That's a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And a tax thereon, in the last analysis, is simply a portion cut from the income and appropriated by the state as its share of this monopoly protection racket. So if you want to participate, for instance, without a Social Security number, you can't get a job at General Motors. So if you want a job at General Motors, you have to get a Social Security number and agree to pay an income tax on the proceeds that you receive from your monopoly working in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can't work for General Motors. I don't have a Social Security number. But I don't have to pay the income tax or Social Security. Now, there's two big bites out of your
productivity. There you go. That's the segue.
See, Social Security and the income tax combined are 16 and 17%. Now, that's one-third of everything you create and produce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's just two taxes out of 14 that you're obligated to under the Social Security program.
When you read the so-called 16th Amendment, what do you read there about income and about taxability on income?
Well, it's a fraud, but it's a legal fraud. And when you look up the word fraud, it's an endeavor to deprive somebody of his rights. And it comes in two forms. It's either one, a knowing or an actual fraud. That's where I lie to you, and I know I'm lying to you, and mm-hmm. I'm doing so with a motive. Or it's a constructive fraud, that is, I'm lying to you, but I, honest to God, believe that what I'm telling you is the truth.
Yeah.
Now, the income tax, coupled with the 16th Amendment, coupled with the Federal Reserve Act of 1914, is an actual fraud. The perpetrators of it knew what they were doing when they did it. And they had a malign intent or purpose from the inception of the income tax in 1914. But the income tax did not attach itself to wages, salaries, tips, commissions, and gifts until 1935. And they were very wise when they passed the Social Security Act in 1935. They did not impose the income tax right away. They waited until World War II. And then with the Victory Tax Act, they used the constitutional provision for 2 years to tax your wages, salaries, tips, commissions, and gifts, then repealed that act and continued with the withholding provision under the Social Security Act. So it was a sleight of hand through a long period of time with a malign intent to defraud the American people of their wages.
I'm telling you, it makes anything that Jesse James and the Ponzi's did look like almost like an angelic, if you will, construct in comparison. I mean, this is grand felony theft, isn't it?
Well, I agree. And every federal judge knows and understands how this system works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the average Joe Sixpack on the street not only doesn't know how it works, he probably doesn't even have the ability to comprehend the story that I just told you. There's a little more to the story than that. But it comes under what we call the guardian-ward relationship. Now, let me tell you a little story here about guardians and wards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I, we think that we're sovereign and that we vote, and because we vote, you know, we've got rights and, you know, powers and one thing and another. But if you've ever looked at the word guardian and ward, a guardianship is a trust relation of the most sacred character, in which one person who is called a guardian acts for another person who is called the ward, whom the law regards as incapable of managing his own affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sign up for Social Security, you declare yourself to be incompetent and unable to manage your own financial affairs,
mm-hmm.
unable to provide for yourself when you're unemployed, unable to take care of yourself when you break your leg on the job, unable to provide for your old age and take care of yourself when you get to be 65, and you apply for a guardian. And the way it's done is, the purpose of statutes relating to guardianship is to safeguard the rights and interests of minors and incompetent persons. Have you ever seen yourself as being incompetent?
Mm-hmm. Yes, quite a bit, yes.
Why did you get a Social Security number if you were competent? Well, because I needed some way to take care of myself when I got to be elderly. Now, here's the kicker. This is from Guardian Ward Relationship from American Jurisprudence. This is Section 23 now, under the title Guardian and Ward. In several states, statutes authorize a person who, although of sound mind, nobody's accusing you, Rick, of being incompetent,
I wouldn't say that.
Or your mind is unsound. But when you believe that you're incapable of managing your own estate or of caring for your own property, you may apply for, you may request, or you may simply consent to the appointment of a conservator or a guardian of your estate or of your person, or both your estate and your person, who, when appointed, possesses over the estate substantially the same powers and is subject in regard thereto to substantially the same duties as a guardian of an incompetent. Pretty powerful words that come from our judicial system.
Sounds like a master-slave relationship, doesn't it?
It is. It's a master-slave relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a Social Security account number, what you're saying in effect is, I'm unable to manage my financial affairs and I need a guardian. And you apply to the Social Security Administration to manage your financial affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, and they have, and they will continue to do so. But to do that, they have to have the funding. So they directly take 16.1% of your productivity. And then it ties you through these statutes, 7203, 7343, and then 26 U.S.C. 3101A, 3121A, 3121B, to the Social Security Act at 42 U.S.C. 301 through 335. And when you put those together, there's the power, the police power of the state to tax your wages, salaries, tips, commissions, and gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, nobody's going to tell you that. The Social Security Administration is not going to tell you that, and the commissioner of the IRS isn't going to tell you that, and there's no federal judge that's going to tell you that story either.
Well, are you familiar with the Ed Brown situation in New Hampshire?
Well, I've heard of a little scuttlebutt, just rumor here and there.
Okay, well, because you need to know the whole story, and we really don't know everything, but we know enough. And George has, Ed has in effect asked the same question of the federal court, and he went to court, and I don't know exactly if, in fact, he gave the court jurisdiction over him or not by acceding to the Social Security system. I would assume he did that right from the beginning and now has taken a different tact. And that may be the problem that he's having today. But in effect, he's asked the question, show me the law if you can. Please show me where I am required to pay a tax. And what would you say in response if, in fact, he has already submitted himself to the federal government by contract? Then is he required to pay a tax, and is he, in effect, in a sticky wicket?
Well, he's required to pay the tax because he got a Social Security number or a federal taxpayer identification number.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another little kicker over here, if I can find it. It's called fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Fraud. I think it's right back here. Now, just hang on here a second. I think.
Well, yeah. When you say fraud, I'm sure you're implying on the part of the contractee.
That's correct. In other words, you probably, until I told you tonight, did not know that Social Security is the connecting link that ties you to the income tax.
Well, actually, I did, only because we talked before, so you had mentioned that last year when we had you on the program.
Right, but the average guy doesn't know.
Doesn't know that. That's right.
I actually
That's
had
right.
this case come up before Judge Schwartzman in 1983, and I argued fraud and won the case. So if this guy Brown is already engaged in litigation, then the correct methodology at this point in time is to come back with an amended complaint to amend the pleadings to include fraud. I have been the victim of my government.
Right.
They have induced me into an adhesion contract, and then they did not tell me that. And because of my ignorance, I agreed to the terms and conditions, but I didn't have full disclosure.
Right, right.
Now, listen to this. Fraud is sometimes used as a term which is synonymous with coven, collusion, and deceit, but that's improper. Coven is a secret contrivance between two or more persons to defraud and prejudice another of his rights. Collusion is an agreement between two or more persons to defraud another under the forms of law or to accomplish an illegal purpose. Deceit is a fraudulent contrivance by words or acts to deceive a third person, that's Brown, who relying thereupon without carelessness or neglect of his own, mm-hmm. that's the key, sustains damages. And now that he's being prosecuted, he is sustaining damages. So he has been the subject of deceit, and it's called an actual or positive fraud, and it includes cases of the intentional and successful employment of any cunning deception or artifice used to circumvent, to cheat, or to deceive another.
That sounds like the government.
That's what happens. So he walks into court and he says, well, I've got a constitutional issue here.
Yep.
Lose.
Sure. All right. We hope he's listening right now, Ed Brown. And we'll be right back to continue this discussion. Get on the line, ladies and gentlemen, as well. 800-313-9443. Got a question for George Gordon. He's with us tonight. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back. We are back. Our guest is George Gordon, georgegordon.org. Have you taken a look at his website? Oh, boy, there's a lot on there. George, you're making too much sense tonight. We can't allow this kind of talk in the United States. You realize that?
I'm not surprised.
You realize that? I mean, this is insurrection. I mean, we can't allow this. This is, you're trying to overthrow the system here. You're trying to defund the socialist system. Can't allow that.
Social Security is called the third rail of politics.
I thought it was the Third Reich of politics. Well, okay, sorry.
The people of America are wedded to Social Security. Nobody's going to give it up.
No, and that's why it was made that way, to make people dependent on the government.
And that's right. And it creates a guardian ward relationship. In mm-hmm. fact, most people are not opposed to the income tax. They complain mm-hmm. a lot about it. But if you think about it, back in 92, you know, Steve Forbes ran for president. He said, what we need to do is change the income tax. Remember that? And so in 92 and 96, when Forbes ran, Republicans wouldn't nominate him.
They ran away from him like you would not believe.
Yeah, you got it. So that sent me a signal. It said that, you know, for practical purposes, the people of America don't really have a complaint or a bitch with Social Security mm-hmm. or the income tax.
Right.
There's just a minority of people, you and I, and maybe, let's be generous, 10%, 12% of the American public that are opposed to it. And it's that 10 or 12% that if you so desire, you can opt out. You give up quite a bit. For instance, you know, I'm pushing 70 and I'm not on Social Security. I don't draw my Social Security check like all of my classmates in the class of 57 do.
Mm-hmm.
And normal people, you know, when they get to be 65, they want to be drawing their Social Security check. And here I am. I'm not drawing Social Security. I'm still out here in the marketplace. I'm still out here working. See? And I can't get a job, you know, at Burger King or McDonald's. I don't have a Social Security number.
And if you wish to open up a bank account?
Can't open a bank account because I don't have a Social Security number. I can't get a driver's license in 13 states, I guess, without a Social Security number. No, there's all these things that people want in life. And they're willing to give up their freedoms
mm-hmm.
for the security.
That's right.
The convenience that comes from it.
To seduce a nation, my friend.
There you go.
And it was done a long time ago. You remember Gary Garrett, The People's Pottage, probably.
Yes.
In that book, he spelled it out, and he said, you know, here, the people that created the depression that impoverished the nation came along and then offered a solution, you know, the dialectic, said, now you can let the government take care of you. It'll rescue you from the depression that, of course, they weren't told the government helped create, and then they would be okay if they just surrender their souls and their bodies to the government. So the government, this fourth entity, would now begin to take care of all of their needs. And you notice, as you pointed out, even in the 70s and 80s, you know, any politician came along and suggested any kind of change in Social Security, why, forget it. He didn't stand a chance of getting elected. We had already seen a generation of people nurtured on this papa state and nanny state. Unfortunately, that's where we are today, George.
Well,
that's where we are.
I couldn't agree more, but now your listeners will have an opportunity to make a choice. Property and property rights. Remember that property is the holy grail of the judicial system in America.
That's right. All right, we've got a break coming up. Just a minute. We'll be back with hour number two. We have a bunch of callers already waiting to talk to you, George Gordon. We'll get back to you and them. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, here only on RBNLive.com. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You got headaches?